Welcome back or welcome to Golden Home Fitness Radio. This episode, we're lucky enough to have recorded the second half of a recent wellness workshop that our director of training, Michael Urso, led at Atmark Cambridge Apartments in Boston, where we tackle, you know, it's one thing to have the information to know, you know, I should do this workout for this many sets for this many weeks, but how do you actually go do it? How do you build on your intrinsic motivation and establish those practices and skills that are actually going to help you go reach those goals and not just keep hoping? So I hope you enjoy. And if you live at an apartment complex, if you manage an apartment complex, or even an office, or you know, if you'd like us to come to somewhere you live or work and put on a wellness workshop similar to this, we do a range of topics, often collaborating with people in nutrition, pain management, lots of different areas. And really help people actually address their specific roadblocks. So if you'd like more information on that, you can go to goldenhomefitness.com. For the residential workshop specifically, you can go to goldenhomefitness.com/residential wellness, separated by hyphens. That's residential-wellness. Now let's get into the content of the show.
The last one here is we have to have a daily practice that helps build those skills. And this is the habits and behaviors we talked about. So I like the word practice, and I use the word practice in my coaching practice because when you talk about habits and behaviors, they can kind of have a negative kind of connotation to them, you know, like, oh, I've got to change my behavior, I've got to incorporate new habits. Whereas practice is more of like, practice is something I'm doing because I want to get better at something. Yeah, so I like that word because analytical thing going on with that where I process that word differently than habit or behavior. So I like that word. It's worked really well in my coaching practice. And so the question then you ask is, what is a daily practice that can help, that can develop that skill? So we focus on the practice every day of those little things we can do to build the skills. And then those skills lead us to achieving our goals. So let's use an example. Let's use stress. Stress is a very common one. Most of us have some sort of stress in our life. So the outcome I want is I want to feel less stressed. I'm totally stressed out. And let's be vague right now, but I want to be less stressed. So what's a skill that we would need to, you know, to have to be able to be less stressed out? I mean, can you think of anything? What's a skill that we need? You guys can answer too.
Meditation.
Okay. So meditation would be a practice. What would be that practice lead to? What skill would that lead to?
Maybe
breathing.
So mindfulness. We would say mindfulness, awareness of our emotional state. So being aware of your emotional state is a skill. Like you have to learn how to do that. Meditation would be a practice that you can do every day that would lead to being more mindful of your emotional state, which would then lead to being less stressed out. So if we look at how this works, we talked about we don't have any bearing on if we feel less stressed out, but what we do have a bearing on is what we do. That would be the meditation part. So let's say we meditate 5 minutes in the morning when we wake up. We are just aware of how we're feeling, aware of all our sensations. We're becoming very mindful of how we feel. And then when things, you know, go off course in the middle of the day and stress arises, you're able to say, you know, I know what this is. I'm paying attention to it instead of getting caught up in it, because you build that practice over time, has built that skill of becoming more aware. All of a sudden, guess what? I'm not as stressed out throughout the day because I can snap out of it quicker because I built that practice into my habits, right? So that's the idea. That's just one example. We can talk about other ones as well. I don't know if anyone's a Lakers fan here. I am. I'm not a Celtics fan, I'm sorry.
Celtics?
but more important than the Lakers, I'm a big Kobe Bryant fan, and I'm going to tell you why. This is one of the hardest working guys in any sport. But this guy has missed the most shots in NBA history, okay? That, like, would you think failure if you heard, like, you know, this guy owns the stat of missing the most shots in NBA history? That means he's had to take a lot too, though, right?
Right.
But you think, gosh, like, that's a total failure. But let's look at some of his stats. He's got 5 NBA championships, and he's the 3rd all-time leading scorer in the regular season and playoffs. Definitely not a failure. But what does Kobe Bryant do in order to become that successful and achieve his goal? Because his goal is to win the championship every year. He wants to He wants to rise, you know, raise that trophy at the end of every year. So Kobe Bryant, that's his goal. That's his outcome, right? If we go back to here, his outcome is that he wants to win a championship. So he knows that he needs specific skills. He needs to be able to score a ton of points, and he needs to be able to defend and prevent other, you know, people on the opposing team from outscoring them. So he's got to be good defensively and very well conditioned when he's late in games, and you know, people are getting tired, and he's got to take that last shot. He's got to be at the top of his game, right? So what is his practice? So those are his skills. He needs to have those two skills. His practice is going to be shooting. I've heard stories of him being in the gym for, you know, he wouldn't leave the gym until he made 3,000 shots for that day. And that's a lot of shots, and that would take 5 or 6 hours of just shooting, just shooting for 5 or 6 hours in order to do that. So, I mean, that whole idea of you don't win a championship unless you build those skills, and those skills only come from the daily practice of conditioning yourself, taking the shots, you know, and doing all the hard things, you know, that aren't going to win you the championship in themselves, but they will lead up to developing those skills that pull you through in crunch time, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah, just to go on that, the stress example, so, you know, Kobe does all this practice, so then, you know, so at the NBA Finals, when he needs to make that one shot, it's, you know, hundreds of hours. So same, you know, thing, you're putting in all this, you know, stress, breathing, meditation example, you know, you're in some extremely highly stressful situation where normally it would just melt you down by putting in all those hours and hours and hours of practice and, you know, generating emotional awareness, and building up that skill set to respond in the, you know, best way in that situation. You know, that's your NBA Finals high pressure situation, and you practice to handle that. So it's the same, you know, we're talking about, you know, NBA and stuff, and so sometimes it's easy to lose, like, you know, everybody has NBA Finals moments when you're tested, and you have to put in the work to meet those.
Yeah, I would say, like, if I was going to relate it to something like that, like, sometimes, like, we talked about this, like, you're staring up at that mountain of, like, this is where I want to go, but it seems so far. Like, it's California right now.
Right.
I'm in Boston. Like,
right.
This is, like, how am I going to do this? But the thing is, like, that journey happens one step at a time. And a lot of times when somebody makes, like, a massive transformation, what happens is like, it doesn't happen in a moment. It happens in a bunch of moments, but they recognize it in a moment. So like, you may be going after the gym, and it's like 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in, you're not really seeing things changing. You feel different, but you don't really know. And this can be discouraging. It's like, what am I doing this for? I'm working out 4 days a week. It's been three weeks now. I'm not seeing anything happening, right? But that's when people usually stop. And that's when it's probably the most important part, is to keep going when you're meeting that resistance. Because when you meet that resistance and you keep pushing through it, that's when you find out about yourself and kind of what you're made of. And, you know, am I going to just fizzle out when things get hard, or am I going to keep pushing through this? Yeah. Because guess what happens? 2 months go by, you look in the mirror one day and you're like, wow, like, what's going on? I look completely different. But you notice it in a moment. It didn't happen in a moment. It happened three times, four times a week over the course of 8 weeks. But you notice it in a moment, but it didn't happen in a moment. And so that's the idea, is like, you have to put in the time and keep taking action, and then eventually, you know, you get that result. So the three biggest takeaways I want you to get from all of this is that information isn't power. It's just potential power. So knowledge is only useful if we apply it. That means if we know what we're supposed to do, it's no good unless we do something about it. So we have to apply it. Feeling inspired and motivated is not enough, right? Emotions get hijacked very easily. So we have to be able to not allow that to happen and just take action on those things before we feel inspired, before we feel motivated. Be an alarm clock. You know, be an alarm clock for everything in your life. You know, jump up, put your feet on the ground, and just get moving with it. And then last part is what we talked about. This has kind of been the recurring theme here, is you control the process, not the outcome. You don't control, you know, what's going to happen if you're going to reach that end result. You only control the process and the things that happen along the way. And so if we can develop a deliberate practice, that's how we can take action daily on those items. So deliberate practice, doing something on purpose to make myself better, okay? That's the idea. So we're gonna take action. I'm actually going to give you a worksheet, and we're going to work through this a little bit now and come up with our own plan. Okay? Do you have any questions on any of that so far? Okay?
No.